SB Nation Radio here on 106.7 The Fan with Mike Pradom, Scott Jackson. Don't forget, give us a follow on Twitter at SB Nation Radio and also on Facebook. Hit the like button. That way you can tell us how stupid we are. So appreciate that. If you do it,
you know, we do a lot of putting each other down.
Yeah, we do. We do.
I mean, I can understand.
Collectively.
I could put you down, and that's fine, but I feel like you put both of us down. I don't know.
Look, it really takes a big guy to be able to make fun of himself. That's all.
Fair enough.
That's, you know. Hey, Sean Zobel joins us right now from DraftHeadquarters.com. Sean has been kicking butt with these mock drafts the last several years, beating the big boys on the network television shows, and he's with us here on SB Nation Radio to talk some Redskins draft. How are you doing today, Sean?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
We're doing good. Well. First, I have to bring this up first because I'm actually kind of relieved to see Cam Newton atop your draft board because as a Redskins fan, he's one of the last guys I want them to pick. Why is Cam Newton – I mean, it's not just you. He's atop everybody's draft board, it seems like. It seems like the Panthers really want him. What is it about Cam Newton that they really like?
You know, I've been reporting since early March at the Combine that Cam was going to be the first pick. I mean, I think from Carolina's perspective, they've had their eye on him for quite a while now. They're looking for the type of guy who's going to be a face of a franchise or entertainer, an icon, or whatever you want to call it, that can come in and, you know, rejuvenate a fan base. They need somebody that they can put on billboards to try to sell the team. And with Cam Newton, it's a kid that obviously won Heisman trophies, won two national championships the last 2 years, and is probably the most well-known college football player in the country right now. Now, when you consider that with the type of potential and upside that he brings to the table with his obviously fantastic physical tools, that's probably why he's being considered with the first pick. Now, Cam Newton's my 21st rated player in the draft, and I agree with you that he's probably not worth the first pick. However, because Carolina feels that they need somebody to really put a face on their franchise, I think that that's the biggest reason why he's being considered at number one overall.
It is interesting, and of course the Panthers, you know, a team that was just flat out horrible last year. They have to get something going for their fan base. The Redskins weren't too very good either last year. 10th pick, a weird spot because there's so many different scenarios, Sean, as you know, as you play them out on a daily basis with your mock drafts. What is the latest scenario for the Redskins at that 10th spot? Who will they be looking at there, and what are the possibilities for them? And obviously they got a lot of needs.
You know, lately I've been hearing a lot of talk that Washington is eyeing a quarterback in the first two rounds. Obviously, with no third or fourth round pick, they got to get one with one of their first two picks this year. And from what I've been told, they're eyeing guys like Blaine Gabbert and Jake Locker as opposed to Cam Newton and Ryan Mallett. In terms of Gabbert specifically, I've been told that they have talked a little bit with Denver at number two about potentially trading up to land Gabbert.
Oh, no.
And, oh, boy.
Sorry. Keep going.
And they definitely have interest in Jake Locker as well. Whether they need to trade up to get Locker, I mean, I think some teams are assuming that Tennessee could take him at eight. So from Washington's perspective, if they sit at 10, right now I think that Jake Locker is going to be the pick, and I wouldn't be surprised if they moved up to nab their guy as well.
What is it about Locker and Gabbert that makes them better fits for the Redskins in their eyes as compared to Newton or Mallett?
In terms of Blaine Gabbert specifically, I think in terms of the whole mental makeup, the whole package that he's bringing to the table, I mean, he's the top. Most people have him as the top quarterback in the draft, and I think that's the main reason why. He's got great physical tools. You know, he really has the intelligence, instincts, everything you look for in terms of a top quarterback, which is why I think they like him. With Locker, he fits the mold that Mike Shanahan looks for in a mobile, athletic quarterback who is, you know, Jake Locker is one of the best quarterbacks that I've ever seen at throwing the ball on the run. And I think with what Mike Shanahan likes, I think that Jake Locker would really fit into his system well. Now, in my opinion, Jake Locker needs at least one, if not 2 years of development, which is why I think they'd need to sign a veteran free agent for a year or two. But, you know, in terms of what Locker brings to the table, I think, you know, he's my 33rd rated player in the draft, so I wouldn't take him at 10 overall. But if a team feels that they need to get their guy and they obviously have the 10th pick in the draft and can do it there, then, you know, they'll make the argument that they need to take him with their first pick.
Sean Zobel's here with us. DraftHeadquarters.com is the website. Go check it out with us here on SB Nation Radio. Scott Jackson, Mike Prater here on 106.7 The Fan. All right, Sean, we've talked about this in the past. I've talked to this in the past with you. Jake Locker, not extremely accurate, needless to say. Many people have tried to say it's the talent around him. It's not Jake Locker. You've watched him on film quite a bit. What do you see?
No, yeah, we've talked about this in the past. It's not the lack of supporting cast. I mean, I understand that, you know, he had a rotating door in the offensive line. I get that. But, you know, with his mobility, that kind of makes up for the lack of an offensive line. So I don't think that's a problem. He had Chris Polk at running back, who's, you know, one of the top running back prospects for the 2012 draft. I mean, I know I'm probably one of the only people that's really looking that far ahead, but Chris Polk's one of the better running backs for next year's draft. And at receiver, Jermaine Kearse is another solid player. On defense, Donald Butler was drafted at linebacker last year. Daniel Tannenschein was drafted. You know, Mason Foster's a guy that's going to be drafted this year. They have plenty of talent on that team. When you consider what Matt Ryan did at Boston College, compared with what Jake Locker did at Washington, Matt Ryan had nothing at Boston College. And, you know, I really don't understand the idea that he had a lack of supporting cast. And I think especially Chris Polk will prove a lot of people wrong next year with the type of senior season that he's going to have. But, you know, in terms of Jake Locker, like I mentioned, I think the lack of completion percentage, 54%, he was 14 and 25 as a starter. Think about that, 14 and 25. That's not the type of kid that I'm taking with the 10th pick in the draft. Now, some people may see it differently because he has a ton of potential. I get that. But with the amount of red flags and risks that are associated with Jake Locker right now, I don't deem him worthy of being taken in the top 10 of the draft.
And I agree. And a lot of people around here agree that it's not that they need a quarterback. They need more defensive players. And there are a lot of good defensive players in this draft. Is that just not somewhere the Redskins are looking now? And if they are looking there, who are they looking at?
You know, if I was Washington, I'd have my eye on Robert Quinn with the number 10 pick. If he's there, I'd really strongly consider taking him to just obviously plug in an outside rush linebacker and get after it. If Julio Jones is there at 10, I think that he has to be heavily considered as well. You know, I think this whole situation reminds me of 2006 when Denver took Jay Cutler. Denver needed a quarterback, and Mike Shanahan was not afraid to grab the guy that he wanted higher than most people expected. And I think, you know, we could see four or five quarterbacks in the first round this year. If Mike Shanahan feels like he loves a guy, I don't think he's going to be afraid to draft him higher than obviously most people expect.
We're here with Sean Zobel, DraftHeadquarters.com, here with us on SB Nation Radio, 106.7 The Fan. Scott Jackson and Mike Prater with you. Well, if the Redskins were to go defense with that pick, or even, which is what most people are rooting for, move down and pick up some more picks since they don't have that many in this draft, who could they potentially grab in that second round that may be a good fit for what Mike Shanahan likes?
You know, I think in terms of running back, a guy like Ryan Williams out of Virginia Tech is a guy that I really like, and I think he'd be a perfect fit in Washington. You know, you look at receiver, if Jonathan Baldwin is there out of Pittsburgh, he'd be a guy that teams would probably want to consider. Randall Cobb, a receiver out of Kentucky, is another guy. You know, if they don't land a quarterback, then, you know, obviously guys like Christian Ponder or Andy Dalton are going to be a couple of guys that they'll want to look at. In the second round, on defense especially, I mean, I think obviously on defense their biggest need is probably at pass rusher, obviously. And in my opinion, a guy like Dante Mock out of Nevada or Brooks Reed out of Arizona are two guys that I personally think they definitely want to consider in the second round.
What are some guys going deeper in the draft? They have a lot of late picks, diamonds in the rough that you think might be good fits with this team.
Yeah, definitely. One of the guys that I absolutely love is a outside linebacker defensive end from Fresno State, Chris Carter. Kid's a little bit smaller, 6'1", 245, but he's got some of the best quick twitch abilities and a fantastic burst off the edge in the draft. And with what he's going to be able to bring to the table, I think that he is a near-perfect fit as a 3-4 outside rush linebacker and will be a great developmental player for them there. In terms of receiver, I personally really like Vincent Brown out of San Diego State. He's a guy that has a lot of potential. He's a little bit smaller at 5'11", 180, 185 pounds, but fantastic hands, great route runner. Not quite as polished as some of the other receivers in this year's draft, but he's got plenty of potential. A couple of other receivers that I really like, DeAndre Brown out of Southern Miss. He's massive. He's huge, 6'6", 230. Greg Salas out of Hawaii is probably one of the most polished receivers in this year's draft. And Edmund Gates out of Abilene Christian is another sleeper, coming obviously from, you know, following in the footsteps of Johnny Knox. In terms of some other defensive players, I think guys like, obviously I mentioned Dante Mock, Sam Acho, Cheta Ozugwe from Rice. I know I mentioned him to Scott a few weeks ago. He's a guy that I like as a sleeper. So I guess those are just some of the guys that I certainly have my eye on in the mid to late rounds.
All right, final thing, Sean. If the Redskins get in the mood to move back and try to pick up some assets, which, again, all the fan base wants because they're worried about the number of picks they have or don't have, who could be some trade partners for them if they're in the mood to do that?
You know, if Julio Jones is on the board, I guarantee you that teams like St. Louis and Jacksonville will be just absolutely ringing off the hook trying to move up 4 to 6 spots. You know, if you consider they move down from, let's say Jacksonville moves from 16 to 10 to nab Julio Jones. Jacksonville is a huge need at receiver. Washington moves down from 10 to 16, likely lands a 3rd and a 4th or a 2nd and a 5th, something like that, in terms of being able to really restock on their draft picks. Obviously, we mentioned no 3rd or 4th round picks. They need to figure out a way to really add another pick or two. And if they can move from 10 to 16 and still potentially get the quarterback they want in Jake Locker, or a pass rusher in the form of Robert Quinn or Ryan Kerrigan, somebody like that, I think that that would be their best case scenario, I guess, would be moving down 4 to 5 to 6 picks and still being able to get the guy that they want.
All right. Hey, Sean Zobel, great stuff as always. Sean Zobel, draftheadquarters.com. And when's the final mock coming out, Sean?
It'll be up 2 or 3 hours before the draft on April 28th.
Excellent. So if you have plans the night of the draft, maybe the wife or the girlfriend wants to go out, you can check out Sean's site beforehand, and then you already know what happened. So perfect. Well, appreciate it, Sean. Thanks so much as always. Thanks for getting some time here on 106.7 The Fan.
All right. Thanks again for having me, guys.
No problem. There is Sean Zobel with us here on SB Nation Radio. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk Wizards. Michael Lee, Washington Post, joins us here on SB Nation Radio on 106.7 The Fan.